ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, that's right. Currently it is 9:01 a.m. on the 22nd of August, 2024, which happens to be a Thursday, which means it's time for Peps Picks. And we have... Hey! What's going on?
Oh, boy, look at that. Look at that. You're doing segues now.
Me? A segues? Never.
You're doing segues. You're like, hey, it happens to be Thursday. It's 9 a.m. What could possibly be happening?
What could be going on? It's not like we have had weeks and weeks of practice of forcing segues now. You know?
The forced segue, the forced entry. Not good. It's not good stuff. Yeah, I'm okay. So, have you seen Head South yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. But I talked to Jonathan Ogilvie about it, and it sounded amazing. And I've heard really good things.
That's great. That's great. It's a very sweet coming-of-age story. Really captures that feeling, late 70s, early 80s,
yeah, right,
warehouses, punk music, you know, people being afraid of going into record stores because they might not quite be cool enough. You know, the hazing, you know, so it's the good stuff and the bad stuff. It really, really gets the... the cultural context.
Now,
mixed reviews on some of the wardrobe and hairstyles, though.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, mixed reviews coming in on that. But I think the general feeling is pretty awesome. And when I was listening to today's pick, I thought, hey, I'm getting a very similar feeling to the feeling I got when I was watching Head South. So maybe I should send this to Liam, and we'll talk about Head South, and we'll talk about this record, because... in some ways, this represents like what happened in the years following.
Yeah, right. Great choice, then. I just want to say on the costuming and all that, Jonathan was telling me when they premiered the film at some festival somewhere, Debbie Harry was there, and he said to her, you know, like, we modelled heaps of the costuming and aesthetics off you.
Hey.
How cool is that, meeting Debbie Harry?
I mean, look, that's nice. That's really nice. There's a lot of there's a lot of stuff about the film that was really sweet. And I mean, I think especially like if you know a bit about his life story, and then you think about how the life story maps over to the version that you see on the film. Yeah, it gets quite emotional at the end. Definitely cried a little bit during the credits.
Oh, my God. Martin has emotions?
Feelings.
Feelings.
Big time. There were big time feelings going on. It was a lot. So today we're talking about a record called Simple Reality that collects the music from a short-lived DIY post-punk band from Coventry in the early 80s called Skeet. They emerged, like I said before, you know, this is coming following the first generation of punk music and, I mean, types of music like Two Tone. These are the people in the wake of all of that. You know, it's not 1979 anymore. It's 1981 now. Things are slightly changing. The music's getting a little bit more rhythmic. There's more multimedia elements going on. People are starting to use drum machines, synthesizers. So you have these two siblings, Gary and Nigel Methen. They start making this instrumental music at home with a Roland CR8000 drum computer, guitars, bass. They're doing these instrumental performances with visuals in the background. Someone records one of their first performance on cassette, ends up in the hands of a record store clerk, Kate Booth from Inferno Records. And she takes the liberty of chucking it in a 4-track and recording her own vocals over the top.
Right.
And so anyway, they hear it and they're like, who is she? Who is she? Who is this shy, this shy-sounding singer who's a total open book, you know, talking about social alienation, romantic rejection, you know, really, really getting into the reeds of her life.
But
with a shy, demure, like, sort of unassuming delivery.
Which is an incredibly, like, I mean, that in and of itself is almost a juxtaposition.
Oh, no, no, that is a joke. It's great. That's great. That's one of the ways, it's one of the tricks. When something sounds one way, but it feels another way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when you listen close, you're like, holy, oh my God. You get that sometimes. You know, these really happy sounding songs about horrific things.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Bee Gees.
Mate. Big time. So anyway, they played about 10 shows. They did some recordings in a home studio. And they were able to borrow a reel-to-reel from Toby Lyons from The Colour Field and Jerry Dammers from The Specials, let them use, like, as mixer. They sent some stuff to record labels, but no one really went for it. And one day they just went their separate ways. And that was that for decades, about four decades. Then one of the songs, Brief Call, popped up on the Coventry... Music Museum Compendium Alternative Sounds Volume 1. Next thing you know, a label called Almost Unknown had done a micro-pressing of their original six songs. Really small run. And then Efficient Space in Australia got on board. Now we've got this record. There's the five originals that people heard on the micro-pressing. There's a re-recording. So the song that we're going to listen to after this is a re-recording to give it a bit more swing, a bit more energy. And then there were a few bits and pieces that recorded off the desk at various live performances they made during their short run. And look, if you like post-punk... If you like stuff like the Slits, if you like groups like the Rain, it's quite a wide spectrum. You know, you could be more towards like the indie pop, sort of wistful, twee side of post punk, or more of like the harder, more rhythmic, electronic side when it's heading towards like electronic body music and early electro. There's kind of a few different feelings in here, but this one that we're going to listen to, Left on the Shelf. I just love the juxtaposition between the drum programming and the vocal and the way you've got the little cowbell elements and stuff going over the top. Like, it's so funky. It's almost like a breakdancing loop at the start, and then it unfolds into this fucking post-punk era song. It's very nice.
Yeah, I have to say, if I hadn't listen to the song, I certainly would want to now. You've sold it quite well.
It's nice. It's a nice track. I think it'd be good for... I'll definitely be putting it in a DJ set at some point soon, because it just, you know, once the percussion starts going with the main groove, it's just got that little shuffle that, you know, it's hard to not tap your toe to that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Now, Head South, I know you obviously, you know, appreciated and enjoyed it as a film, but you yourself aren't quite old enough to remember.
Nah, no way, no way. But I am old enough to have relatives and friends.
I'm sure.
In that, you know, so. You know, you definitely, like, it's the sort of thing that triggers a lot of conversations.
Yes. Now, the reason I brought that up is just because I was curious to know, for you yourself, what is kind of your earliest Christchurch memory?
It would be, Ducks Deluxe.
Right, yeah.
Ducks Deluxe, Java, like sort of very late 90s.
Okay,
into like early 2000s. In terms of music, I remember going to a thing at the Ducks Deluxe. I think it was Verse 2 and Salmonella Dub, maybe?
Oh, okay.
This is like before, like there was the thing, the equinox, the massive, the sort of winter equinox, summer equinox, outdoor parties.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was like the same night as one of those, and we went to this thing at Ducks Deluxe, like before, like heading out to this like all night outdoor party. But I mean, look, I mean, and that's just in terms of music. Like, I mean, if I was gonna think earlier than that, maybe probably the early 90s, I think this is. And
yeah,
I do remember,
right.
Like, on a family trip, staying in this motel where there were no, total, like, sort of 1970s sort of style motel.
Yeah.
And there were no, there were no lights in the room. You know, the room that we got given, like, it had, like...
What?
There were no lights, you know. We didn't realize that until nighttime, you know. There were like, I mean, you had like a bathroom and like a kitchen and stuff like that, but just for some reason, there were no, there were no lights.
It's kind of a and basic.
I don't think there was even a light switch, actually.
What? How is someone justifying that?
I don't know. I suppose like maybe you're meant to like light candles or something.
Oh, maybe.
You probably still could have gotten away with that at that point, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it becomes, candles indoors, it becomes more and more questionable over time, but I think at the time you probably could have got away with that.
Yeah, right. I mean, the room was just supposed to be illuminated by the cigarette you're smoking.
Facts. Something like, definitely something like that, or maybe I think like the TV, like I think like, TV was, I don't know, it was weird. It was weird. It was really weird.
Oh,
I do. I've got
Christ.
A clear memory of how weird it was. And everyone was just strung out, you know, because we'd been camping somewhere for like a week or something. And everyone was at the end of their tether of being in tents. So,
and now you get a room with no light.
Oh, it's some real family holiday stuff. It's so good.
Family holidays are just like, if you want weird stuff to happen, go on a family holiday, really.
Big time. Big time. It'll happen.
Well, Martin, it is, as usual, a pleasure to talk to you. I'm so excited to play this track now. And yes, I hadn't really thought about the whole Head South connection, but it all ties in lovely.
Yeah, I mean, I think of this as, you know, the years following Head South.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's not contemporaneous, but it is like, you know, you get a few years down the track. This sort of thing started happening in a big way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big way. Big part of the musical history. All right.
Right,
okay,
Martin,
well, you enjoy your day.
Have a great, great day and behave yourself. Don't do anything too dangerous.
Yep, don't get caught, Liam.
Martin. That was Martin Pepperell. Here is his pick today. It's called Left on the Shelf.
Thank you.
down the blue.